I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. If you can think back to about 2 weeks ago, The Rough Draft Diaries met with Gail Conrad, a member of the AAUW, the American Association of University Women. Now, we put her connections on hold to celebrate Valentine's Day, but we'll be picking them back up today as we meet with Shelley Kotz. Now, this is usually the part where I describe what this particular individual does, and Shelley does a lot, so bear with me. She's the diversity chair of the AAUW, creating diverse events and promoting inclusion efforts within the community. She's a previous staff member at Bittersweet Farms, an organization that sells various products created by individuals with autism. She's also a local team leader for Dining for Women, a program that meets on a regular basis, raising funds for developing countries to fight gender inequality. As you can tell, Shelley is a dedicated worker, consistently aligning herself with organizations that help the disenfranchised. And this is not a recent trend or a hobby that she's pursued after retirement. Shelley has been like this, well, since she was a kid.
From the time I was little, we got Time magazine, and by the time I was 11 or 12, I was reading it from cover to cover every week. I was interested in the news. I'm kind of a Supreme Court junkie, and I really was when I was young. You know, that was the Warren Court, and big things were happening, and it was fascinating to me to see all that in operation. So if you follow the news, I think if you seriously follow what is happening in the world, you become so aware of injustice.
Shelley wasn't the only person in the household following the news and the fascinating people involved in creating it.
Both of my parents, my father, he was really interested in people. So often, even though he might start out relating something about himself, it was to draw that other person in. He wanted to know more about him. You know, if he was really interested in something, or he had been talking to somebody and found out something interesting about them, we'd be hearing about it at the dinner table.
So Shelley grew up in an environment where curiosity was encouraged, and people were seen as interesting, complex characters. But Shelley believes there is another reason for her passionate nature.
In some way that I don't even remember, it was always sort of there because of our family history. I have wondered, it might be genetic. You know, I've always wondered if my grandfather's family had been Quakers because of a belief system, or if there was just something innate in our makeup that draws us towards that.
That's an important picture, being drawn towards something. Shelley's grandparents and great-grandparents were Quakers, a religious movement devoted to various causes such as the abolition of slavery, prison reform, social justice projects, and pacifism. But Shelley was not raised in that tradition. She was raised Methodist, only returning to the Quaker faith about 16 years ago.
I was always interested in the Quakers. I was enthralled with the use of nonviolence, and I kind of always have been. It took me a long time to be able to say, in fact, after I became a Quaker, before I could really say, no war makes sense. The whole thing about being a pacifist is that you have to work so far back from the causes of war. You have to work on the causes of war. You can't walk up to a war and say, oh, not going to participate. But that doesn't solve anything. You have to work on the causes of war. And that's really where pacifism and nonviolence has its place.
So we have all these different aspects of Shelley's life, her connection to the Quaker movement, her involvement with different organizations, her dedication towards pacifism. They're all separate entities, and yet at the same time, they're all connected to each other.
And then the things that drive me come from a sort of a common source. And one thing is that I'm fascinated by diversity. Always I am really, really interested in the differences between people and how differently we see the world and how similarly we see the world. But I'm also really interested in knowing other people's stories. So a lot of my interests have as a root, I just want to know more about what it's like to be like this person. I'm just really curious and I want to know their story, and most of them have a really good story. Life is pretty interesting.
You would think someone as driven as Shelley would have a motto or maybe a goal that she wants to achieve during her lifetime. but surprisingly, she doesn't.
I don't have any mission statement. I want to try to make things better, and I know that I can only do it on a small scale. And if I address a larger scale, I'm going to get overwhelmed. In Quakerism, we say way will open. I like to see where way is going to take me. Sometimes we want to solve problems right now, and sometimes you have to, obviously. But sometimes we let that urgency push us when you need to take a step back and see what will happen. And I think making decisions in your life is often like where you are going to put your time. If I'm going to volunteer, where am I going to volunteer? Making those decisions, sometimes you need to wait and see where you're going to be led. It's just taking what little steps I can, and I just try to do the best I can.
I'm Haley Taylor, and you've been listening to The Rough Draft Diaries.
What are your three connections for me to journey on with from this point?
Well, you know, my husband said, who are you going to say? And I quizzed my son on who he would say. So I'm going to give you my son's, Liz Cottle. She works at the Valentine. Fred Moore. Fred's very, very interesting. I'm going to say another Quaker. Paul has a huge garden, Paul and Kathleen. They donate the bulk of their produce to food banks and food programs.
Tune in to hear who's next on the Rough Draft Diaries. That's Wednesday mornings at 7:45.